welcome to the Saskatchewan Realtors Association On Air podcast. News, events, and topics of interest for Saskatchewan Realtors. Episode 1, Challenging Times, and an education update. All right, welcome to the first SRA On Air podcast. Jason, you are the CEO of a new provincial association. What a crazy year it's been.
It's been quite a year, yes, yeah. But we're enjoying it and having fun the whole way.
Walk us through what's happened before COVID.
Well, of course, as most of you know, last year we did a lot of groundwork to get this new association ready to launch January 1st. So we have been flat out since January 1, launching that plan, and I believe doing it very successfully. And then because we had so much free time on our hands, this pandemic decided to come along and test us. But
it's tested everybody, really. And certainly with the staff, we're all working from home. Some of us are working still in the office. When's everybody going to be back in the office, Jason?
We're having everybody back in the office by the end of June. So we're kind of staging when people come back and return to work. We're making sure we have the necessary procedures in place for keeping the building safe, sanitized, and creating a comfort level for the staff so that they are comfortable being back here.
And what about members coming into the building?
So members that will be coming into the building will be doing it by appointment only for the time being. We don't plan on opening up the building per se as we were before COVID until the end of summer.
Okay. And that kind of makes sense because most of our members are crazy busy in the summertime anyway. It's been a lot of things have happened this year, even without COVID. And we've had some staff changes with the association. Some people have moved on. You've had to reorganize departments so that we can get the right people with the right skill set doing the right jobs. If I was to ask you, the top two things that you want to get done this year amid all of this stuff for our members, what would those be?
I only get two.
Well, we could try 5 or 10, but. There's only so many of us.
Actually, I really see our association as being founded on three key pillars. Education being one of those pillars, as you know, with your role. The other pillar is technology, because that's an ever-evolving, ever-changing area that our members touch every day. And also communications and GR work. So those, to me, are the three key pillars. And you mentioned some of the staffing changes we've had. Those changes have been to make sure that we address having the right people in the right positions in the organization to do the best that we can do for our members with the resources that we're given.
I think that's the best that anybody could probably expect, given what we're all dealing with. It would have been a lot easier year if we weren't dealing with COVID, but even then there was so much developmental stuff going on. So you've mentioned many times to members that this is a developmental year. So what does that mean?
The developmental year, what that means is launching a new organization. We have new responsibilities that we didn't have before as a local association. We have new objectives that we got to work on. Staff have taken on some new responsibilities in their roles. Some of my staff have people reporting to them that they didn't have before. So there's a lot of change going on, a lot of development. But through all of that, the goal at the end of the day is to continue to provide the service that our members have come to expect and deserve, and not have them see any of that disrupting their business, even though we're doing these changes and these things behind the scenes.
Excellent. Now, one thing that you and I have talked about for a number of years is to see what's coming up on the horizon, which is a challenge at the best of times and probably even more of a challenge when there's a, global pandemic going on. But in the industry, Jason, people that know you, people in organized real estate that know you, see you as somebody who's got a very visionary approach, and you're able to sort of look in your crystal ball and see where things are going. We know the market is obviously facing a lot of challenges given what's happening worldwide with COVID, but that doesn't change the fundamentals that that our members have to exercise. If anything, there's probably a greater need for them to be much more diligent and focus on professionalism. but also focusing on their safety and on public safety. How has that resonated with the public? I know we're getting a lot of media coverage now, and our members, we've done a pretty good job of guiding them with clear information on how to provide service amid all of this. So how do you think it's been going?
Well, to go back to your earlier point, I believe the only constant is change. And it's inevitable that nothing lasts forever. Everything has a best before date. And knowing that, you have to always be prepared to look on the horizon and anticipate what's coming. None of us have a crystal ball. None of us know exactly how things are going to play out, but I think we can get a sense. And my job, I feel my role, the association's role, is to anticipate what some of those changes may be and to prepare our membership for those changes so that they're not caught off guard. What I can tell you that clearly is a fact is that things will change.
Absolutely.
I believe the structure of organized real estate is overdue for some change. And we may not like to hear that. We may like to keep things status quo exactly as they've always been. That's not realistic. And if we take that mindset and move into the future with it, we're going to get caught off guard. Our job is to sound the bell, sound the alarm, prepare our members through education, through communication, through technology, helping to prepare them for what may be coming so that they're not caught off guard and they can transition their business through those changes.
Now, we see this medium that we're using right now. I mean, we think about this, Jason. I think we used Zoom as an association really for the first time last year when we were having all these amalgamation meetings and so forth. But this technology has absolutely changed the game. I mean, members are now doing, you know, listing presentations via Zoom, you know, they're doing virtual tours and that kind of thing. That isn't necessarily specific to COVID either, because we have a generational shift that's occurred, and people are much more tethered to their handheld devices than they were before. So would it be fair to say that those members who really embrace technological change and start to learn that are going to do well?
Yeah, well, let's be real. Most of us don't like change, and we don't adapt well to change. We want to keep things in a nice little box, keep a bow on it, and everything's good. But the reality is, if we don't change, change will be forced upon us. And I think there are members in our association that recognize that. They know that this direction of our industry, like a lot of other industries, is going to that handheld device. I mean, look at our personal lives. Most everything we do, whether it's online shopping or getting our news or finding out what's going on in our family, we do it on that silly little device that fits in our hand. Why would real estate be any different? Why would our consumers be any different? Why would they shop any differently than you and I shop for a pair of shoes or a car or a TV or anything like that? It's the same thing. It's the same consumer process for purchasing. And the sooner our members are welcoming that and adapting to that, the better it'll be in their business.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, there's members that are taking advantage of this early on. You mentioned the early adopters.
Yeah.
And they're going to get into it ahead of time, and that's fantastic.
Yeah, I think that there's a distinct advantage for anybody that's going to be embracing the technology. What we're trying to do through education is to help members begin to embrace that technology as well. I mean, I just bought a new vehicle, and I did that all through technology as opposed to the old traditional way of doing things, which was unheard of a year ago. Mm-hmm. You know, would it be fair to say that the danger report, we've talked a lot about that in the past. Do you think the danger report now is just as relevant as it was before COVID?
I think it's probably more relevant than it was before COVID, because we're starting to see some of those things come to fruition now. And I mean, it is a forecast. It is some of the industry experts' best ideas of where we're going in the future. But I think there's a lot of relevancy in there, and I think it's proving itself.
So as we move forward, we're doing a lot of exciting things right now. We're doing our very first ever province-wide education need assessment, and we're learning a lot of things that you and I sort of had thought was probably occurring in terms of members' learning habits and you know, what was happening in terms of the delivery of education at the brokerage level, because we do see learning gaps. We see them all the time. is there a need now more than ever for members to hunker down and start learning?
I think so. I think, again, with all the changes and what's going on in our industry and in the consumer's mind, in the consumer's world, we do need to have that continuing education about how to be more professional, how to do your business more professionally. I don't think that our members can rest on the fact that their business will just happen because of their sphere of influence, their network, their family, that type of thing. It's a competitive industry. Those that invest the time and invest the money into developing themselves and developing their business will be the ones that succeed through this.
Excellent. Well, Jason, this has been a great talk, short talk for our first of many probably one-on-one discussions that we'll do through the podcast. As we move forward through the rest of the summer, are you expecting that we're going to see, you know, in the market a continuation of how it's sort of really started to pick up now this spring?
Well, I made the sort of bold prediction a year or so ago. I said, I anticipate that we could have a mini 2006 where we saw housing prices double and triple. Not to that degree again, but when you see low inventory levels, you see the lowest interest rates we've probably seen in our lifetime.
Yeah.
And you see a demand that's been tempered through COVID. I think that we need to be prepared that the next few months can be very active in our marketplace, and our members need to be ready to take advantage of that. Some of the members that I'm talking to already are seeing multiple offers on property. Get ready, get used to that. Until the inventory levels catch up again, I think that's the new normal for right now, and I anticipate good things.
Heck, even I'm thinking about listing my house because of the way the market is right now. Well, Jason, this has been a great talk. We'll continue to do this as we move forward with the education need assessment. I'm going to be looking forward to having a talk with you about what you're seeing in it and what kind of programs that we can develop on the learning side to help our members, because ultimately we believe in this industry. This is the best industry that I can think of. I love this industry, and the members that we've worked with do want to get better at what they do. And we've got the tools. It's just going to take us some time to build them in this very developmental year.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks again, Jason.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
You too.
Well, Sean Cummings here again, and I wanted to give a little bit of an education update for members as we move forward. We're now first day of June. And it's a busy season for our members, but education rolls on. We're in a developmental phase throughout the summer here. We do need to remind members that they do need to get their member load training completed as quickly as possible so they don't have a big mad rush at the end of June, because we've only got one person delivering the member load training for a lot of people online. So I would ask that you visit the member portal if you haven't done it already. And this is directed at former members of the Regina Association. Member load training is available for you right now. Just complete the member load authorization form and send it in, and we'll get started on getting you scheduled to get you trained up. Now, in other news, we are conducting an education need assessment, and that's really the starting point for the education department at the SRA. We want to hear from members about what their experiences have been as professional realtors as it relates to education throughout their careers. We want to find out what members feel they need to learn, what they want to learn. We're going to be looking at things called practice gaps. You know, that's a difference of competency between where you should be and where your knowledge level is, and how we can sort of fill those gaps with information that can help you. The other thing as well, because of the fact that COVID has really changed the game for everybody globally, it's also changed the game for education. And we don't anticipate doing any in-class trainings until we get further clarification in terms of the numbers that we can have. I believe right now there's a maximum of 15 people that can be socially distanced. Right now the office is closed. We wouldn't be delivering any in-class stuff probably until the fall if we do get the all clear. So what that means is we're transitioning everything we can as much as possible to Zoom and using tools like podcasting as well to help members. But at the start of this, we really want to focus on that that education need assessment. And already we've got about 125 members that have contributed really valuable insights and information. And we are already seeing a lot of trends in the kinds of things that members want to learn. We're seeing a strong desire on members at every age group to hunker down and focus more on professionalism as well. But we're also learning that there's a strong desire for members to obtain, you know, more marketing training and social media training and the kinds of things that can help them generate leads. We're learning from members that they're interested in communication skills training. And of course, we're also hearing from members that they want a forms course, which is what we are currently in the process of working on developing. There's a lot of different things that people have in terms of their expectations as it relates to education. But one thing we're learning is that there are about 40 to 45% of our members who are currently, you know, reporting that they do experience difficulty finding the time to access learning opportunities. And that means for us as an association that we have to be very vigorous and very flexible and provide a suite of educational services to members that are going to really help them depending on what their level of learning is, but also depending on the way in which they choose to learn. So we are currently working on building a learning management system. We have just recently completed the actual architecture for it, so we know exactly what we want to teach now, what we want to develop. So we are working with CREA, who is building the learning management system. They're going to set up the architecture within the learning management system, and then all we have to do at our end is just start to develop the online learning modules. Now, it all sounds like a lot of gobbledygook, but it's a lot of developmental work, and to put it very clearly, it takes a long time to build a course from scratch if we do it using subject matter experts and so forth. But courses are just coursework. Courseware is one of the things that we're looking at. There's other ways that members can be educated through podcasting like this as well, through Zoom broadcasts to members. This so very important because we are already seeing with our town halls that we're getting lots and lots of engagement from across the province. So the education need assessment is the first stage in us developing a comprehensive approach to helping our members grow their educational capacity. Once the need assessment's done, we're gonna break into the data, look at all that good information, and then we're going to put together some focus groups. We're gonna wanna talk to some brokers and talk about what we can do to help brokers enhance their existing education if they're delivering some, or if they're not delivering education at all in-house, what we can do to assist in that regard. So as Jason mentioned in the earlier portion of the podcast, this is in fact a very developmental year for the association, but that's to be expected. We're starting from scratch. And of course, COVID has really thrown a wrench into everybody's plans, slows us up a lot more. But I have to tell you, we're getting good responses from members on a regular basis for online learning for Matrix, for member load training and web forms. We're asking for people to rate our quality of our training as well with Net Promoter Score. And we want to get feedback from members as well, what we can do to help you, assist you in building your business, not just from the sales and marketing side of things, but time management, business management, marketing plans, those kinds of things. So we are learning a lot from this education need assessment, and I do hope that once we've got all the data pulled through, we've got some time, I'm going to dig into it, and I'll be reporting back to the full membership on a lot of our findings, because ultimately this is going to help us over the next 4 to 5 years develop a medium to long-term strategy for learning in the province for our members. So there you go. If you have any questions relating to SRA education or anything regarding SRA, please send an email to info@sra.ca. We'll get answers for you. If you'd like to be a guest on the SRA On Air podcast, maybe you've got something really cool going on at your brokerage or something really interesting you'd like to share with members, please give us a shout. It's education@sra.ca. and put in SRA podcast, and we'll get back to you. So there you go. That's our first inaugural podcast. I hope that was helpful and useful for you. And we're going to continue producing these as often as we can. So if you have ideas for topics, please send an email to education@sra.ca. And again, the topic is podcasts. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.